Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And dog napping again, doing it for months here. Dundeel caved in to a campaign led by a number of animal rights people and just concerned people who love dogs, a lot of them. Dundeel have now dropped ads for dogs on Dundeel because, as we pointed out in this programme recently, one of our listeners spotted their stolen dog on Dundeel. I got contacted Dundeel and Dundeel took down the ad. But it was back up in a few hours under a different description, a different name, but it was the same dog, this person believes. Laura, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You saw the ad on Dundeel.
I did, indeed. So I saw the ad on Dundeel and I saw a few before this one, and when I had rang up numerous people, the dogs had been gone within minutes or an hour of being on the ad. So I saw this one down the country and they said there was a male pup available, and I drove down the country and went to get the pup. And I brought it home with me, and I brought it home on a Tuesday at about 2 p.m.
Right.
And at midnight on the Wednesday, a projectile vomit all over my kitchen floor. Yeah. So I rushed them to A&E, and they stated that the dog was malnourished, underweight, low glucose levels, and that he was just a very, very sick dog. When I had got him, he was,
I don't want to name the person, but like, what was the handover procedure with the puppy?
This is the first time I've gone and done something like this. My previous dog was a rescue dog. So this is the first time I had gone and gotten a new puppy. And, I didn't know what to expect. I know people say puppy farms don't meet in random places, but this person was bringing me to what I thought was his house.
Okay.
So I drove up the drive, and there was... as we walked in, I think it was kind of the side of the house. It was clearly an unlived-in house. Like, it was just an open, a big open kind of room. There was no lights on. There's no nothing. And there was three other dogs with the dog that I had took. And they were in, like, a baby pen. They had urinated and everything in it. And there was no food, no water, no nothing. But I was with my boyfriend, and we had taken the dog, and in hindsight is a great thing, and when you look back, yeah, the environment wasn't great, but what was I meant to do? Nearly leave the dog there.
And you talked... the ad said, superb litter of first generation cockapoo puppies now available. We have males and females available in red and also apricot. Puppies are non-shed, suitable for people with allergies. They have amazing little temperaments and are highly intelligent. They are a great family pet and are fantastic for children. We take our puppy health and veterinary care seriously, and so the puppies will leave vet checked, vaccinated, microchipped, warmed, flea treated. Serious. But your poor dog, did you give him a name at that stage?
Charlie was his name.
Harley.
And Charlie.
Charlie, okay.
Charlie, yeah. And like I said, the handover, I was given a veterinary card, which looked legit. I was given a contract that stated if the dog gets sick 72 hours, you need to return the dog to me and I will bring it to my vet. Because when the dog had gotten sick and I had rang the breeder back, he had stated, oh no, you should have drove to me at 2 o'clock in the morning and I would have looked after it with my vet.
Did you get your money back?
So I got the money back for the dog a couple of days, like kind of explaining that we needed the money back. But I'm down €660 for a vet. I had a dog for 24 hours.
I don't want his name, obviously, her name. Were you dealing male or female, the seller?
Male, yeah. He was a male.
What part of the country? Okay, we'll leave it out for the time being. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me stay there, Laura. Gwen Cottas. Gwen.
Hi, Joe. Lovely to talk to you.
Likewise. What happened in your case?
Well, in our case, 2 weeks ago exactly, my daughter, one evening, she was locking up her six rescue cats. And she just, whatever way she looked at the gate, she saw a cable tie attached that she knew hadn't been there earlier. So she freaked a little bit. She's 28, but she freaked. She knocked next door. They had a cable tie on their gate. So the two of them set off down the road. And we live in the country, in the Kildimo area of Limerick, but they found four gates with cable ties on them. Now, they immediately suspected that all the gates were gates where there were large dogs, and two to three dogs in each house. So about 12 or 13 dogs were marked, if you like. So, from what we read now, it's not always significant. But we had a few sleepless nights, I can tell you, when all the lights were on and we were watching the cattery and we were watching the dogs. And, you know, it's,
because
it's
you would have heard, and it's come up on Liveline, that apparently what they're doing is they're marking houses or locations where there are valuable dogs that are subsequently, unfortunately, kidnapped or dognapped or whatever.
That's right. That's right. They immediately. And then everything had just died down, and you found then in the news, you had it on RTE, they had it in the papers, that the Gardaí found 10 dogs in Limerick. You know, that brought it all back again. Oh, my God, it's actually happening.
And there was an incredible story in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. But again, more puppies in the boot of a car. It was just, they're gorgeous puppies, of course. And that's what these criminals are relying on to try and...
It is. And the reason I actually contacted you was I felt that people are seeing things and they're not really realising what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, vans driving slowly past, and they're such simple things people can do to avoid all of this. I mean, at the moment, you do not leave your dog out of your sight, whatever you do, even if they're in your own garden in the country, you can't leave them unsupervised, because that's just the time they'll get them from you. You have to have your dog microchipped, because that's the law now, and it makes it much easier to return them. The guards came to us. We were really lucky. The guards in Escaton took us really seriously. Mm. They sent Garda cars patrolling for the next couple of days. They came to see us. They suggested CCTV. I know it seems extreme, but for peace of mind, CCTV is great. And there were simple things we're living in the country, but people living in towns, in suburbia, you sometimes see dogs tied up outside shops, young children walking dogs. It's a no-no. You know, it happens too quickly. The other thing the guards are telling us is report any loss very quickly. If you want to have any hope of getting them back, if you can report it really quickly, you get some chance of them returning them to you.
Okay, and the Gardaí...
I'm sounding very
But you're right. But the Gardaí at the M7 the plaza in Monaster Evan there in Kildare on, I think it was Saturday, found seven golden cocker spaniel puppies, and the Topsy and Torvy, who were their parents, so to speak, have been dognapped.
That's right.
And Topsy is still
missing.
The Gardaí
are doing a brilliant job if people let them know. People are inclined to think a lost dog is not important. It is.
Dogs are a part of our lives, for God's sake.
Absolutely. Big part. Absolutely.
Okay, Gwen, stay vigilant. Thanks, Niamh. That's Gwen Cottis.
Thank you for highlighting it.
Thank you.
The number of people who listen to you, it's amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. That's Gwen Cottis and Laura. 51551, mask can't stand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.